In this segment of our regatta interviews, I spoke with 51-year-old Will Whiting from Fultonville, New York, who's racing against his two sons this year.
Let us begin by first asking you what you do for a living.
I install office furniture. We have a family-owned business, and we install office furniture in the Capital District.
You have been canoe racing for a very long time. When did that start?
84 started as a bet with a friend of mine, Mark Wright.
And you say as a bet. What was the bet?
My friend Mark and a friend of his had done it, and a friend of mine, Gerard Wagner, had challenged me and my other friend, Paul Novko, to do it the following year. We were a pit crew for Mark Wright, and we decided we would if Gerard bought us the boat. So he bought the boat, and so we had to make the attempt.
How did it go?
Not too well. Actually, that first year, we didn't finish. We were doing what we thought was okay, but it was a very cold and rainy year, and we had flipped several times. Neither one of us had any experience in a canoe before, so and we didn't have much practice ahead of time. I think we got out maybe three or four times before. But just above Oneana, we had flipped one more time. And when we got to Emmons, our pit crew was there. We were shivering uncontrollably and not doing very well at all. And they could see that. And they knew that we weren't going to quit, but what they had done was they separated us, took us into the cars to warm us up, and they told each of us that the other one was ready to quit. And that's how they got us to pull out.
Oh.
So it probably saved our lives, but it was not how we wanted to finish the day.
So you start like that, and now 26 times later, you're back.
Yeah, well, because we didn't finish that year, it kind of grated on us all year long. And so the next year we entered again. We did finish, and, I don't know, kind of stuck with us.
You've been hooked ever since.
Yeah, yep.
How many different races within the General Clinton have you entered?
How many different classes?
Classes.
We've done stock aluminum. That's what we've done the most. That's what we started out doing. We used to race with a Grumman Eagle, which, if you have any experience with it, is a very slow boat. We didn't even know at the time that it was a slow boat, but we continued with it for quite a while. And actually, my friend who got us started in it, Gerard Wagner, who bought the first boat, he ended up with racing with me for quite a few years. And we finished the General Clinton 10 years in that Grumman Eagle.
Wow. So
later, we graduated to an Alumacraft, and we had a little more success with that. And then I started racing with my sons also. Started doing more races, not just the General Clinton, but some other races, and had some more success. So I started racing with my sons more frequently. And since then, we've done it in the C2 stock class. Brian and I have each raced in the C1 stock class before. Brian has three finishes. Actually, Brian has the course record in the C1 stock class. In his first year, he took first place, and then a second and a third after that. My son Eric, he's raced with me several times, first in the stock aluminum class and then later in the stock class. But this will be his first year in the C1 stock class. He really had no ambition to do the C1 stock, but Brian and I were coaxing him, trying to encourage him to do it, because we said everybody's got to do the General Clinton at least once in a C1. So he finally agreed if we did it with him, and that's how we got the three of us doing the C1 stock class.
Well, that's really unique. It's really a family affair this year. First of all, Eric is 22, Brian is 25, and all three of you are racing the C1 stock. Is it going to be real competitive, or is it going to be going down and just pushing each other and helping each other?
Well, the idea was that at first we would stick with each other and help each other out. I'm not sure how true that's going to be, because our practices have been pretty competitive, at least the boys anyway, so I don't know how long that's going to hold up, but the original plan was to stick together until Sydney, and then after Sydney, all bets were off.
Okay. Your sons are competitive with one another?
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Have you ever paddled where all three of you were on the river before this?
Yes. In years prior, I would be with one of the boys, and then one of them would be in the C1, usually Brian would be in the C1 stock class, or I would be in the C1 stock class and the two boys would be paddling together. One year, I was racing in the C2 stock class with my friend Gerard, and the two boys were racing with each other. I wouldn't say that we were competing because they were way ahead of us, but we were in the same class anyway.
Well, you know, competitive or not, it's amazing that you've done this course 26 times. What drives you to come back every year?
The people that we meet, we see the same people each year. There's some new faces here and there, but a lot of old faces too. And it's amazing. We've done some races out of state too. And it seems no matter how far you travel, you still see the same faces, and it's kind of neat. It's a relatively small community of athletes, and they're a great bunch. So that's one thing. For me, I think one of the things was that first year not finishing, remembering how that felt. That's a big part of it. And then just being with my sons and my wife. My wife has been our pit crew all this time, from the very beginning, before my sons were born, she was our pit crew, and she's been there all 26 years.
The pit crew, the unsung heroes.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
So how many finishes do you have as a family?
My son, Brian, he just completed his 700 Mile Club last year. Eric is at 8 currently. Brian will be going for 11, Eric will be going for 9, and I'll be going for 27.
So you have 44 finishes.
That's correct. We're going for 47.
Going for 47. That's really neat as a family going for the overall goal. How long do you plan on doing the 70?
Basically, as long as I can. I don't have any plans on stopping. My kids are always making a joke that they don't know what else goes on during Memorial Day. Since they were babies, that's all they've seen is the General Clinton.
A lot of people say that every year. Good luck to you and your sons this year, and good luck to you keeping up with them. It sounds like they might, in their competitive with one another, might leave Dad in the dust.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of, but that's still a pretty good accomplishment if they do. I'll still be pretty proud of them.
Will, Eric, and Brian are paddling in the C1 stock race. See them in canoes R3, 4, and 5. For Regatta 2011, I'm Craig Stevens.